Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. It is very cold, but we're supposed to be indoors, so it's probably not so bad. Tass.
Thank you, Macca. Our next guest is Paul Guerra, who's the Chief Executive of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Tass.
Paul, did I actually mention your pronounce your name correctly?
You're one of the best. Very, very good. Most don't get it that accurately, Tess.
Well, you can imagine the problems that I have with my name, Musaferiatis. Great to have you on the airwaves this morning, and thank you for making some time available. We're particularly interested in exploring with you what impact COVID has had on the business community and jobs and the economy. Can you give us a bit of an assessment from your perspective and from the council's perspective?
Yeah, so in my time in business, this is the biggest single impact that I've seen. When you think 6 months ago, the economy was flying, Victoria had best out of all the states and things were really looking good as we entered into what could have been another great phase. And here we are 6 months down the track, Victoria in lockdown at various phases from either stage three or stage four. Most businesses are on some form of life support from state and federal government funding, and in Victoria's case, in the metropolitan area, there are a substantial number of businesses that are actually closed at the moment because they can't work under stage four restrictions. So this is significant.
Paul, it's Macca. Now, as you know, you're the CEO of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce, which is a peak body, and I'm interested for our listeners, actually, who are your members? You know, what's sort of the breadth and depth of your membership? What sort of businesses are members?
Yeah, hi, Macca. It goes from those that are sole traders, companies of one person, all the way up to some of the largest multinationals. So we cover the broad spectrum. I describe us as a broad church. We're industry agnostic, although we're probably heavy in the manufacturing piece, but across all of Victoria, any business that's looking for either advocacy or industrial relations support, or just indeed training or connection to a business community, we're typically the group that people would go to.
Paul, are you able to give us some numbers? Are you able to quantify jobs lost, businesses shut, dollar value of this epidemic on your constituents? I suppose
there'll be a point in time to do that. The great thing about what the federal government has done is with JobKeeper is that it is keeping employees attached to their workplace, even though they may not be working at this point in time. We have heard reports that there will be some businesses that will close as soon as JobKeeper finishes, but of course that won't occur until the end of March next year at this phase if the government doesn't extend it. So, certainly from a jobs impact, we've seen the unemployment levels rise to a level that we haven't seen for many, many years. So we know that is biting, and unfortunately we expect that to bite a bit more. In terms of the businesses that have actually closed, we know, for example, that there is a number of hospitality sector businesses that won't come back. Interestingly, the tourism side, particularly in regional Victoria, is also struggling as well, and there'll be a number of those operators that won't come back. But in all honesty, we're not going to know what that looks like until JobKeeper finishes, which is kind of March next year.
Now, we've seen one of the things we've seen, Paul, is that obviously the pressure is on business, and it was many years ago that I had my own business, but I recall some of the pressures. We've seen, for want of a better word, not rent holidays, but, rent abatement, you know, discussions between landlords and their commercial landlords and tenants. You know, the banks, you know, Anna Bligh from the Bankers Association been on to talk about it. Is there enough in the federal government assistance? So with all these things there to assist business and to keep people employed, I know it's a hard question, is enough being done? Are we perhaps possessed too much by the economic cost versus the, you know, and the survival cost? Is enough being done, Paul?
Macca, it's a great question, and you, having been in business, understand the stress that, that is on a business owner. It's not easy, and particularly at this point in time where the one thing that's occurred across the board is business owners have had some level of control taken away from them. Yeah, and by saying that, I mean you would have gone into business, Macca, knowing that you were comfortable making the decisions on, you know, your day-to-day, and you understood that, you know, if you got the decision wrong, then that might have a terminal impact on your business. We've seen, because of the health pandemic, we've seen businesses put into a level of either hibernation or complete stop to try and get the virus spread under control. And that means that some of the decision-making that would ordinarily rest with a business owner has been taken away. And unfortunately, Victoria, we've seen that happen twice with the two various shutdowns. The question you ask is a good one, and I think most business owners would say that that there is never enough, given that their business operation has been impacted. But there's a reality in terms of why we're doing it, and that is getting the virus spread under control, and how much money the government is able to give, because it's never going to be enough to substitute the potential profit that the business might have made. So, is it enough? We think that the interventions that have been made by both state and federal government have been significant, and we hope it's enough to get most businesses through to the other side.
We do hear from a number of commentators and business leaders, in fact, that they think that perhaps we've actually gone a bit too hard with some of our restrictions. Do you have a view about that, Paul?
Look, I think at this point in time, all we can do is back what the Premier is doing. He'd be taking advice from those that would know. And if the call is, this is what we need to do to put it, put the spread under control, then I think, you know, we don't question that. We just get on and do it. No one likes the decision. Even the Premier himself would say he doesn't like the position that Victoria is in. But if this means that we're back at work in, say, 3 weeks' time, and we've worked out how to keep the virus under control, then that's what we should be doing.
And what are some of your members saying? What sort of feedback are you getting from them?
Across the board, there's a level of acceptance. The first week was really tough. The Sunday when it was announced threw a lot of business owners, and including ourselves, into a bit of a spin. You know, we've never been into this level of restriction before. What did it mean? How can we navigate our way through? I've got to say that that week, we worked pretty closely with the state government, and where it started on the Sunday versus where it finished on the Friday was a much better position for business than what it might have other been. Business owners have accepted it, but they've pretty much pulled into line and they've worked out what they can and can't do and are operating under those conditions. The good news is, 3 weeks in, the numbers are doing what we hoped they would do. And so there's a level of optimism now that, you know, in hopefully 3 weeks' time, we come out of stage four. You know, do we go into stage three or stage two? We're waiting to hear from the state as to what that looks like. But certainly there's optimism that we're closer to the end than what we were 3 weeks ago.
What do you think? We're almost out of time, Paul, but what do you think life will be like post-COVID for the business sector?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, as I said, 6 months ago, and we forget how it's only half a year. So, look, I think the foreseeable future will be certainly masks and social distancing. I'm not as optimistic about a vaccine as some others, but, you know, I live in hope that that might be the case. But, you know, if not, then we're going to have to learn to live with the virus rather than shutting everything down whenever we get a little outbreak.
Paul, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's really important to hear from the business community as well, and to hear what your perspectives are on this extraordinary environment that we find ourselves in. I hope you can actually find somewhere warm and somewhere to have a bit of a rest for the rest of the day. Take care.
Yeah, thank you. Great talking to you, Tass, and great talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul. That was Paul Guerra, Chief Executive of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.